Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Everyone, it's Belinda Ellsworth, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm so excited about our guest we have in store for you today, Rachel Adams. Rachel is a realtor, public speaker, coach, author, and entrepreneur. She's 32 years old, lives in Northern California, and is the CEO of four different companies. In just 3 years in the real estate industry, Rachel has hit the top 1,000 agents in the country within the Wall Street Journal. On the outside looking in, her life was perfect. She had the perfect car, the perfect social life, and everything looked top-notch. You could say that she had the perfect Facebook life. But as we all know, reality isn't always what it seems. And then one conversation changed everything. Rachel decided to start leading her life with full authenticity and intention, and everything changed. She now travels around the U.S. teaching others and coaching on her life-changing book and program, Lost to Found in 90 Days. It's my pleasure to welcome Rachel Adams.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here. This is great.
So Rachel, why don't you just fill our listeners in a little bit on this sort of success story and your journey and these life-changing moments and kind of where you are today. How's that?
That's perfect. Just kind of like you said, Belinda, when I started this business, I actually was in a pretty unhealthy marriage when I got into real estate. And I wanted to have this really amazing marriage and this big successful life, but I didn't really know how to go after it. And I'm a big believer in not really reinventing the wheel, but instead hopping on. So if someone's already taken the time to, you know, fail a bunch of times and figure it out, then I'm like, okay, I'll just jump in where you left off. And so I get into the real estate business and I don't know what I don't know. And I also, people say, oh, I'm paycheck to paycheck. Well, I was paycheck behind a paycheck. And I quickly realized that there were people doing what I wanted to do at a high level. So I started hanging out with the top producers and doing what a top producer would say and saying what a top producer would say and, you know, saying positive affirmations and all these different things. The first year I started door knocking actually and doing open houses. So my first year in the business, I door knocked 200 doors a week. I did 3 open houses a week and it was super aggressive. I actually had blisters on my feet. But I was able to close 39 transactions the first year, then 109 and then 123, which landed me as top 1000. And like you said, I mean, I was really intentional about what I put out there. And I thought that I needed to have like the perfect hair, the perfect car, and everything was perfection. And, you know, so my real estate company, Keller Williams, it's the largest brokerage in the US. They heard that there's this young girl, she's under 30, she hit top 1000 in 3 years. We have to interview her. So they call me and they said, hey, can you fly out to Texas and do an interview with this amazing woman named Nina? And I was like, yeah, of course I can. And you have to know that at the time I'm literally traveling around the US, like coaching people on how to build a business and work on their mindset. But what people don't know was that in that 3 years that it took me to hit the top, I had gotten a divorce that I never dealt with. I gained about 32 pounds and I was putting everybody else's needs in front of my own, like family, friends, clients, you name it. But I didn't talk about that. I just showed the happy homeowners and my, you know, perfect life and all of that. So I go to shoot this commercial and I, you know, had hair and makeup done and the most serious pair of Spanx you could find suck it all in. And I sit down with this woman named Nina Rowan Heller, and all I know is that she's like an international health and wellness coach, and she coaches Matthew McConaughey and the founders of Microsoft and leadership, and she's this big deal. So I sit down with her, and I'm like super used to people asking me about real estate. So she's asking me questions, and I'm like, well, I did this, and I did this, I did this. And she's like, okay. And then she says, and how did that make you feel? And I'm like, feel? I mean, right. You know, bumps and bruises, but you do what you do, like the high-pitched voice, right? And then we're talking more, and she's like, and how did that make you feel? And I'm like, what the heck, chick? Like, you are messing up my flow. so Belinda, she gets this like funny look on her face and she looks at the camera crew and she's like, guys, can I get you to step outside for a second? And my face goes white. I'm like, what the heck is going on? And she takes my hand and she says something that I'll never forget. She said, Rachel, have you ever heard that your video isn't matching your audio? And I was like, what? And she's like, you know, what you say you're doing, are you actually doing? And I was like, I mean, I, and she's like, sweetie, what's really going on here? And it was like, I feel like it's one thing to be honest with other people, but it's totally another thing to be honest with yourself. And I just like burst into tears. And I just said, you know what? I work so hard for this image of perfection and I travel, I make my life about serving others, but I don't even know who I am anymore. And I feel kind of lost. I'm like, I'm happy on the outside because I choose to be happy. Like I'm a positive person, but something's missing and I don't know what it is. And instead of having this incredible interview to inspire young agents, we end up having this 2-hour conversation about my life and, you know, what life could look like if I truly was embracing myself authentically and with, and with intention, like leading my life with intention. And, she sent me home. I never got to shoot the commercial and I was devastated, but at the same time, like extremely grateful because like, what kind of guts does it take for someone like her who's being paid to do this interview about one thing to literally say, I can't interview this person because she's not being real, you know?
Right.
So she sends me home and I cried for 2 days, but I had this moment where I was literally sitting on my living room floor. And I remember having this moment. I looked up at the roof and I was talking to God, right? And I just said, okay, I know I meant for more. Like, I don't know what it is, but I know I have a purpose. Like at that point I had maybe like 20,000 followers or something on social media. And I was doing a lot of speaking, but I realized like these people who follow me and who I interact with, like they deserve for me to be honest with them. And they deserve to know that I want to make a change in my life and that life isn't perfect. Because what I realized is that there were all these people out there that were like looking at me and other people, like, and you see something on the outside, someone's perfect life, and you start to judge your insides, like your actual self-worth by someone else's outsides. And I realized that was a really dangerous space to be in. So I took a really hard look at my life and I realized that I'd had some changes I needed to make. And so I decided that I would look at my life and for 90 days, I would remove anything and anyone in my life that wasn't serving me. And I took out some of my two biggest distractions at the time and oh my God, everything changed. And now, yeah, it's been quite a journey.
Well, that's a pretty incredible story. So, and I can't wait to hear the rest of it as we continue the interview and kind of where you are. So, but one of the things that I really do want to make a point of, because I always like to, there's those gold nuggets in there, little tiny nuggets. And when you're going really fast, sometimes the rest of the listeners like might just have been listening to your story and then they might have missed the gold nugget. And one of those is that you have to emulate, you really do have to be a student of what you want to be good at. And a lot of people ask me for advice all the time. And I'm like, find other people who are successful and go watch them or spend hours talking to them or... And I give this advice very simply, you know, just go watch them in action. Ask them if you can do a ride along and watch one of their presentations or, you know, listen to them on the phone. And then they look at me like I'm crazy. And I'm thinking, gosh, it's not a hard thing to do. It's really actually pretty simple. Is find somebody successful in your field and say, hey, could I do a ride along with you? Can I watch you work with your customer? Could I watch you do a close? Could I watch you do this? Yep. And almost everybody is like, oh, gosh, that'd be fun. Sure. Let's do a ride along. I have never in my whole life had anybody turn me down on that. And what's so funny is I was, you know, 18 years old, starting in sales. And that's exactly what I did. I called successful people and said, could I ride along with you? Could I watch you in action? Could I listen in on your phone conversations? And it does require some initiative on your own part, but it isn't hard to do. And yet I would say to you that 90% of people never do it.
Well, and that's the thing. I think, I mean, that's, you know, I teach a lot in real estate, right? And people a lot of times are like, why do you give all your secrets away? Like, why are you willing to do that? And I'm like, because 99% of the people sitting in this room aren't going to implement it, but there will be that one person. And when I got into real estate, like I said, I didn't know, I have my business cards and I'm like, okay, now I'm ready to sell houses. And I didn't know what I didn't know, but I knew that there were people in my office that were in the top 20% of production. So I went up to the front desk and I said, can I please have a printout of all the agents in this office? I'd like to know who's in the top 20%. And they gave me the list. And so I looked at it and I'm like, okay, who's number one? And a lot of people might start lower, but I'm like, no, if I want to be the number one person in this office, then I need to emulate the number one person. So I walk downstairs and I have my business cards and I knock on the door and the guy answers. His name was John Brophy. And I said, hey, John, my name's Rachel Adams. I just got my real estate license. And I was wondering if you can take me to a cup of coffee. And he's like, what? He's like, kid, doesn't it go the other way around? And I said, listen, I can't even afford to buy you a cup of coffee, but I promise that if you will take 20 minutes and invest in me, I will pay it forward. And, you know, and I did 20 coffees in that first 2 months. I literally went to every person and I was like, can we go to coffee? And bottom line, if you want to hang out with somebody, flip their ego for a second. Everybody likes compliments. Be like, look, you're someone who I admire. I love this, this, and this about you. Like, research the person who you want to talk to. Find a couple things that you can compliment them on and be genuine about it, right?
Right.
But then ask them to spend some time and they will, like you just said, they will very likely be willing to invest in you.
Absolutely. So great. Tell us a little bit on how now the business has shaped your lifestyle, especially since, you know, this transformation or big change.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because what ended up happening is like on, it was like day like 69 or something of the 90, I end up going to this real estate convention and I'm walking down the hall and I see Nina and she's like, oh my God, Rachel, what happened to you? And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like you happened in that conversation. And she's like, you know, I have 25 years experience coaching all these celebrities and all this stuff. She's like, but I've never been able to like have the narrative to share. So we end up getting together and we decide that we need to share my story. And so she's like, do you think you can pinpoint all the things that changed for you? I'm like, well, I kept a journal. So we end up looking through my journey and picked 12 things that ended up really shaping my life and changing for me in those 90 days. And that ends up becoming 12 chapters. So now we have this book and I'm like, what do I do now? Like I'm a real estate agent with a book about personal development. Like, what do you do? And I realized like it was kind of a crazy thing because I realized that while I love real estate, I was much more passionate in a different way about the personal development because yes, it's amazing to be able to be that person who can help someone buy or sell a home. But what if you're that person that can help shape someone's life or improve their marriage or help them get out of like an unhealthy eating spiral or whatever? And so I had to look at how I spent my time. And I had people saying, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to be a real estate agent or are you going to be an author? And I was like, I don't know. And so I started getting all this pressure that I had to choose. And reality is you don't have to choose which you're going to do. What you have to be is a master of time blocking. And so for me, I own 4 companies. 3 of them are real estate related. And then 1 is my personal development program. And you know, the book turned into a website and, you know, coaching videos and an app and all this extra stuff. And that all takes time. So for me, it was, you know, and then like I told you before we started the episode, I'm also engaged as of very, very recent. So it's now having 4 companies and planning a wedding. You're like, okay, it would be very, very easy to get super overwhelmed. And I obviously sometimes I have those moments where I do, but I've put things in my life in place to be able to kind of like take a deep breath and still maintain who I am and like my cheery disposition, but still get all these things done.
Absolutely. One of the programs that I teach is we call it the Power Hour, but it's finding the 4 key things you want to get done and dedicating 15 minutes to it every day. So it's not overwhelming. Yes. But yes. I planned my wedding, my daughter's wedding, amongst being a speaker and traveling to like 8 different speaking locations in a month and plus writing a book. And I planned both of those weddings in 15 minutes a day. And seriously, it's just compartmentalizing and saying, okay, I'm not going to focus on anything else right now. Right now is wedding time. So what do I need to accomplish today? And you check that one thing off your list and you're like, okay, so then tomorrow I've got my next 15 minute block. What am I going to work on today? And it might be just reaching out. It might be making 5 phone calls and then to get somebody to call you back. But then the next day you spend the 15 minutes, you pull back around and say, did they get back to me or who did? And what do I need to decide? And it's really not difficult if people would do compartmentalizing or time blocking, exactly like what you're talking about. And I know for me, that's how I get done all the different things that I do in a particular month in or day or week or whatever it is. So I think that's fantastic. So what do you think then that two of your greatest skill sets are that have really sort of helped you with owning your own business?
It's kind of an interesting thing. Like we just to kind of round out that time blocking thing real quick. I always heard something that if you want to get something done, give it to someone who's busy. Because the people that are busy, they've really mastered what they do. And what I think one of the things that has made me really successful is I'm very aware of and intentional about what I say yes to and what I say no to. And in fact, I call it a clean no versus a dirty yes. So in my world all the time, people are like, do you want to come to my housewarming? Do you want to come to my Mary Kay party? Can you attend this training? And in the beginning, I was like, yes, I'll be there. Yes, I want to do that. Yes. And either I was double booking myself because I wasn't really good about my calendar, or I didn't really want to go, but I wanted to be a people pleaser. So I had to get really intentional about what I said yes to and what I said no to. And I started to embrace a clean no. Because when you say yes to something and either you don't want to go or you don't really have the time to, that's a dirty yes. So when you embrace the clean no, it's you know what, either I don't, you can say that you don't have, you know, you already have something in your calendar. And if your calendared time is time with your loved one, your spouse or your kids, that is your most important appointment. They don't need to know what your appointment is. But if you, I mean, I have time in my calendar. I time block time with my fiance's name's Ryan. Like he is my first priority. And I didn't have that before. And, you know, in all honesty, when I built my business, I was like, it was just me. I didn't have kids and I didn't have a relationship. I was just focused on me. I had a failing relationship in the beginning. But when I got super clear on what I was saying yes to and what I was saying no to, then I got to be a lot more intentional about my time. And then the other thing I would say that's made me really successful is consistency. I think that a lot of people are like, oh, I want to, you know, be an internet sensation. So I'm going to do like 2 YouTube videos and I'm going to get pissed off that nobody's following me. It's like that doesn't work. Or you want to go into real estate and you're going to start to door knock. And then like I have people all the time that are like, Rachel, I door knocked for a full 2 weeks and I didn't get the listings. And I'm like, okay, well, I door knocked for 6 months before I got my first. Like, so it's, you have to be really aware that to be successful, it's doing the same thing over and over to achieve big results. And consistency is key. And you have to know that there, you've got to put your time in order to get the results. And once you're consistently doing the same thing, you will see the results, but it takes time. In my industry, in real estate, what I do today, I see the results of 90 days from now. So if I'm not working today, 90 days from now, I don't have a paycheck, you know? So it's really important to me to be consistent with what I'm doing and then really clear with my calendar.
That is super great advice on both accounts. And so I know our listeners are going to, if they would follow that advice, they'd be moving in the right direction for sure. I couldn't agree more with both of those. So share with us an obstacle or a challenge that you faced and then how you worked through that.
You know, I think for me, it was when I started, you know, when I was working my full-time job before I got into real estate, I always heard about being an entrepreneur. And to me, entrepreneur meant commission, right? And that was scary because I was like, wait a second, like if I'm salary based, then it's safe and I know how much money is coming in. And yet if I'm commission based, I had a little bit of a mindset shift. It actually was a quote that I heard that I thought was pretty cool. And it was, change the way you look at things and the things you look at change. So change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change. So instead of having this like scarcity mindset of I have to stay in my salary, it's safe, I know how much money is coming in, I shifted my mindset to an abundant mindset. And I was like, well, if I'm commission-based, there's no cap on how much money I could make, and I could create my own destiny. And so when it really was just looking at my life and saying, what kind of life do I want to lead? And, you know, when I got in the business, I was young, I was like 26 years old. And it was scary to me to go into real estate. And I was like, no one's going to take me seriously. You know, so I refer to it as like this little like drunk monkey that's sitting on your shoulder. That's like, you can't do it. You're not good enough. No one's going to take you seriously. You're not going to get that appointment. And what I realized was the way to eliminate the fear and the negative self-talk was to build my skill set. So even if I didn't have a bunch of sales behind me, if I knew how to give an amazing presentation on selling a home and I started to learn the skills behind it, then that sort of eliminated the fear. And then the other thing I did is I realized that real estate really is just a relationship-based business. And then, by the way, I happen to be in the business of buying and selling houses. So I learned that if I could contribute to the lives of other people and not make it about the sales, so completely eliminating anything, either buying a house, selling a house, or, you know, buying my book and program, if I could just make it about contributing to their lives. So like we do pancake breakfast with Santa. And then, by the way, if you need a realtor, right? Or we do, right now we're doing a Thanksgiving food drive. And then, by the way, we're your local real estate agents. And then with Lost to Found, I do a lot of like webinars and different things just to help people really like dig deep and find their true purpose. And then if they want more, then they can go, you know, purchase it. And so I think if you, it's all mindset shift, but if you can remove the, like the scarcity of like, I have to push, I have to sell, I have to shove it in their face, and instead just go shift it to like, I want to contribute and add value to your life, then you're going to be successful. And that was a big, big eye opener for me.
That's great. I always refer to it as if you change the word sell to serve, you will become an amazing seller.
Ooh, I like that. I'm writing that down.
Yeah. It's like, and people go, I don't want to be like a typical salesperson. Then don't be. Serve others. Make your mission to serve and you will begin to sell. And
I love
that. That helps, especially a lot of women, I find, get hung up on this. I don't want to be like a typical salesperson. Like, I don't know what they somehow think that is. Most of them share with me, which I think is funny. It's like, I don't want to be like a typical used car salesman.
I always get that too.
I know, always. That's like their number one big thing. And I'm like, gosh, how many of those have you been hanging around with? So,
right?
I know. I don't know where that always comes from, but it is more, I see that more with women than I do, obviously, with men. But if men would learn to also serve instead of sell, they would. That's why at the end of the day, I think, and I have some pretty good stats on it, I think men are better initially at that focus and that consistency and just doing it. And women, you know, they don't want to be pushier. They don't want to be this, or they kind of, you know, they just like to build relationships. And then, but when women finally get it that they're serving and they do it well, because they're so good at relationship building and because they're so good when they shift that mindset, they actually become the better sellers. And that's why I believe women are better sellers than men when they learn to serve. So I think our counterparts would be really good to take that advice as well, is sort of learning to serve helps you to sell. So.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, why don't you share with us then the opposite of that is maybe one of your greatest accomplishments or something that you're really proud of?
You know, this might sound really silly for some, but I'm extremely proud of, you know, when I was married before, I definitely was all about, I don't even know how to say it. Like I wanted to have this perfect relationship, and reality was that it was very unhealthy at home. But I wanted so badly to be in love that I just kind of like placed the person in this box, and I was like, here you go, we're happy. and it was the wrong person for me. And I did everything, marriage counseling, you name it. I was in the marriage a very long time, and it was super unhealthy for me and him. And when I got divorced, I took some time to really figure out who I wanted to be. And one of the things I did is I wrote down, because I've always had really big aspirations in business. And I'm like, okay, this is what I want to do, and this is how I'm going to do it. And I give you a growth plan, I give you a timetable, all of that. But I never really did it for my personal life. And so when I took that in my 90-day journey, actually, I took all the words that mattered to me in a relationship, you know, family, community, intimacy, all of these different things, right? And next to the word, I wrote a paragraph about what that word meant to me. So at the time, I thought I was kind of getting clarity on my next relationship. And what I realized later is I was actually setting a standard for what I would and I wouldn't allow in my life. And 3 months after I wrote the book, I ended up meeting Ryan. And what I'm proud of with us is that, one, when I got together with him, I actually shared with him that I had a list. And when we went through my list, he literally is what I put out there. But the cool thing is he actually had a list that he wrote in college. And he shared it with me, and I was his list. And I think too many times people, when they want to get in a relationship, they're like, well, I'm going to lose weight so I'm attractive for the right person, or I'm going to start this new hobby, and then the person will find me. And reality is, when you're actually living authentically for you and living in your powerful place, the right person is attracted to you because who you are, who you've become, not who you're trying to be. And my relationship with Ryan, it's such a healthy environment, and it's such an equal ground, and we're ridiculously in love, but we're such good friends. We communicate super well. It is literally everything I've ever dreamt of since I was a little girl, and we're so intentional about our time together and setting boundaries around our relationship, and you know, creating little techniques to keep ourselves strong. And like it, I'm really, really proud of it because it's something that I've always wanted my whole life.
That's wonderful, and congratulations! And thank you. It is really special when you find that right person in your life. It really is. So, what advice then would you give to others who want to be entrepreneurs?
You know, I would say, I think when you want to be an entrepreneur, and especially when you are a talented person, you are going to have opportunities come your way. And what happens when you're an entrepreneur is you go, well, that sounds good, I'm going to do that. And then something else happens, you're like, well, that sounds good, I'm going to do that. And then that, you know, so before you know it, you have five things that you're focusing on. And a lot of times, I think as an entrepreneur, you can get a little bit scattered. So what I would suggest is to look at where you're at right now in your life and say, okay, so how am I leading my life right now? And then look at your life 5 years from now. And what I want you to do is I want you to picture the perfect day, where you're going, what you're doing, where you're living, what conversations you're having, who you're surrounding yourself with. Like, really get crystal clear on what that life looks like 5 years from now. And then you need to look at where you're at right now. And I think the first thing you need to do is figure out if there's some changes you need to make in your life to get you closer to where you want to go. And then get really clear on what makes you happy. Because if a 9-to-5 job doesn't make you happy, then that's okay. You know, being an entrepreneur, you get to make your own hours. But that being said, you do still need to treat your business like a business. The most successful entrepreneurs that I know, they have a morning routine. They wake up and they have something they do every single morning. I have a YouTube video sharing mine. They have clear goals. So they know exactly what they want to do, and they have a path, a growth plan of how they're going to get there. They read books. They're studying what they want to do. They have mentors. Mentorship, I think, is so huge. We touched on it in the beginning. But pick people that are doing what you want to do at a very, very high level, and then kind of mirror and match. If they're doing something, it clearly is working. So don't try and reinvent the wheel. Start to research what they're doing and then hop on. Start to plan your day accordingly. Even just plan one day in the same way that someone who you admire plans theirs, and see how much different you feel. And you'll kind of get clarity on what you want to do.
That's really, really great advice. So tell our listeners something maybe new, or what kinds of things you're working on these days. And then I would love for you to share with them how they can reach out to you or connect with you. What's the best ways?
Awesome. So right now, Lost to Found in 90 Days, it's that's the book and program. And we just actually launched the app. And the app has been this like super, super amazing, time-consuming, challenging new tool for me. And in the app, I wanted it to be, so a lot of people, I feel like when they want to do a personal development program or they read a book, they're like, well, that sounds good. I'm going to do it. But then life shows up and they forget or priorities happen in a different way and it gets put on their shelf. And so my thing was, I want to be able to work on personal development on the go. Anywhere I am, if I need a journal, I want to be able to pull out my phone and go to my journaling app and get that done. If I need to do progress pictures, I want to have a set system for progress pictures. If I'm at the grocery store, I want to be able to pull up my clean eating grocery list, sample meal plans, healthy snacks on the go, I mean, workout tips, workout videos. And so I wanted to create one place for our program that everybody could feel like they could be supported no matter where they are, if they have their book with them, if they don't. And the app just came out and I'm super, super excited about it. If you go under, you can go under the Apple or Android and it's, L2F90, the number 2 and the number 90, the actual number. And so that's been really, really cool. And then the other thing that I'm working on is I do a ton of video and content for real estate. And I talk a lot about like life principles because that is really important to me. So I do it on my YouTube channel. But I just, I'm right now converting my garage into a permanent shooting space. And I'm going to be doing a lot more videos about relationships. And Ryan's going to start to come in because one of the cool things that's happened is a lot of people followed me when I was single and on my journey there. And now, you know, there's so much happening with my relationship with Ryan and we share a lot of what makes us so unique and we feel special. So now we're kind of creating some content around our relationship and we're going to start to shoot some videos for that. And I'm just excited to keep connecting with people and hoping, you know, helping change their lives and inspiring them to really know that there's so much good out there.
That is great. Now, what I'd love you to do, because there was a little, sometimes there's the internet or there's a space. Yeah. You blocked out when you said the L290, or I missed it too. So can you share that again, please, on where they can get that?
Yes. So to download the app for Lost to Found in 90 Days, you'll either go to the Apple or Android store and you will type in L2F90.
Okay.
So L is in Larry, F is in Frank, and then the number 2 and 90 are the actual number. Okay. So if you type in L2F90, you'll be able to kind of get a sneak peek at what we're doing.
Okay. And then where else can they find you? Do you have a website or do you have Facebook that you'd like to connect with people?
Absolutely. So through Facebook, if you type in Rachel Adams Realtor, that's my direct Facebook page, and I do read my personal messages. And then to kind of see everything I'm doing, you can go to www.rachelAdamsInspire.com. And there you can check out my real estate coaching, Lost to Found in 90 Days. You can check everything out. And if you're interested in Lost to Found, you can go to losttofound90.com.
That is perfect. Well, thank you so much. You have just been delightful. This interview has been fantastic. There were a lot of gold nuggets in there that I hope our listeners will take the time to listen to and go back and listen to again and start to implement, because they're ones I certainly know that work and I've applied them as well. And so I just I hope that people will take the time to really dig in and apply some of the great nuggets that you've shared today. So thank you so much for your time today. And I just am so excited for you and your engagement. And I can't wait to hear about the wedding. How's that?
I love it.
It's so exciting. I think I love weddings. I love happy endings. I'm kind of I'm just kind of that a romantic on that level. I just this think it's so awesome when people find that right person and really do just, I don't know, they're happy. You know what I mean? That's what your work from your happy place is about, work, but it's really about being happy with you, which causes you to love your work, which causes you to love what you do. And you're supported with those relationships and the people that surround you. So I think it all works hand in hand together. So I can't thank you enough for giving us your time today and sharing your story.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. I hope people got a lot of nuggets out of it.
All righty.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.